And now with Annie Walker, who's going to tell us a little bit about a man named Wilbur Ross.
It's been a week, okay? We have had an election. We've learned more about Russia. I hear the Republicans are attempting to create a permanent aristocracy through their new tax bill. But you know what did happen this week that was super refreshing? The Paradise Papers fell in our lap! Now, I know what you're thinking, see? I said refreshing, and I said paradise, and you're like, we're gonna talk about rum drinks on the beach. No, we're gonna talk about conflict of interest! Almost as fun, y'all. See, the Paradise Papers are a massive series of more than 13 million documents, which were leaked to the German newspaper, the Süddeutsche Zeitung. Now, they paint a picture of how the super wealthy hide their money offshore. And these papers cover people from Justin Trudeau to Queen Elizabeth. But I'm interested in talking about someone a little closer to home. It's our dude, Wilbur Ross, the current Secretary of Commerce. Oh, yeah. The Department of Commerce does exactly what you think it does. Their job is to promote business. They collect data to help businesses understand the market. They negotiate trade deals to help businesses sell stuff in more places. And they regulate businesses, because sometimes business is better when governments regulate the wonky bits out of a market. So it makes sense that a business person would be an appropriate commerce secretary. Many, but not all, of the previous commerce secretaries have made their names in business, and presidents of both parties have appointed them. However, if you are making government decisions about something, you should not have a financial stake in the outcome of those decisions. It's just something we expect of everyone, and certainly something we expect about someone who's the head of a cabinet-level department. So, let's get some things on the table. First, Wilbur Ross's business acumen come from being the so-called king of bankruptcy, where he took over failing companies, turned them around, resold them. One company Secretary Ross bought a large stake in 2011 is a British shipping company called Navigator. Navigator ships natural gas, which is pretty much Russia's most significant export. One of Navigator's largest shipping contracts is with a Russian company called Cyber, which sells natural gas. And Cyber has a couple of major shareholders who should raise some eyebrows. So the first is one of Cyber's vice presidents, is a guy named Kirill Shamalov, who just so happens to be Putin's son-in-law. Then, there's Leonid Mikhelson and Gennady Timchenko, who are partners at Cyber. And these oligarchs also happen to be subject to US sanctions, where Mikhelson is only affected because of his role in a separate sanctioned company, but Timchenko is directly sanctioned because of his ties to Putin. Now, neither Putin's son-in-law nor Cyber are sanctioned themselves, but lordy, is there a lot of room for conflicts in all of this. First, Wilbur Ross is making money off of a company who is a massive player in the shipping industry. You know, the shipping industry that Ross is in charge of regulating? Yeah, he's benefiting right now every time Navigator does well. And Secretary Ross has also said that he's recused himself from shipping matters, but dude, he's the Commerce Secretary. If the Secretary of Agriculture recused himself from anything related to vegetables, we'd be like, what are you doing, Mr. Secretary? Same thing here. And second, so if you get to choose between doing business with sanctioned Russians or like not doing that, I think you should not do that, but that's a personal opinion. However, when it comes to the current Commerce Secretary, there's a larger issue at play. He's the guy on the front lines of all of this America first, buy American, hire American, screw free trade gobbledygook. And Commerce gets to be at the table for renegotiating NAFTA and for promoting policies about hiring Americans and only doing business with Americans. Except that when it's his money on the line, he's not doing that. He's making bank by being in business with people on whom he's supposed to be enforcing sanctions. And he threw this on himself. So Secretary Ross, my dude, divest. Just step away from the assets. It is so simple, because all you have to do is stop making money in an area where you get to make the rules. You're a public servant, so serve the public, not yourself. But then again, that's drain in the swamp for you.